saw this and I was like, well, I've done a lot of dumb things when I'm drunk, but I don't think I've ever bought anything when I'm drunk, at least that I can recall. So maybe I have. And if you've bought something, if you purchased something when you were drunk, a little buzz, a little inebriated, 317-239-1009, because some of these things people admitted to doing, like, oh, I can't believe I bought this when I was drunk, blows my mind. Somebody said they were drunk and they ended up buying like a little pig, like a micro pig. Like, what do you do the next morning? You're like, you wake up, you're like, what is a micro pig doing in my house? Somebody also bought a Nicolas Cage like pillowcase.
Okay, that is crazy whether you're sober or you're drunk.
Another person said, when I was drunk, I ordered 11 and a half pounds of cheese. That's so much cheese. A lot of food things. Somebody was online and they drunkenly ordered themselves 8 pounds of marshmallow, like for Lucky Charms, kind of just the marshmallows.
That's kind of amazing.
It just blows my mind. Some of the things people are like, you know what? This would be a great purchase. Like somebody else, when they were drunk, ordered a dad bod towel. Now that actually is kind of a good purchase.
I buy that.
They stand behind that one. It goes on and on. Ordering socks for your dog, like to wear. Just dumb things. This last one, somebody ordered a top hat for their frog. I see Alex doing
money
that.
Money well spent.
Like their little frog or their toad.
Money well spent.
So 317-239-1009. What did you buy when you were drunk, Alex? Which you're a lightweight. So I can believe you've been drunk before, but what did you buy? Anything?
It doesn't take much. And 2 years ago, I came up here to go to the Klipsch Center to go see Lana Del Rey with my girlfriend. And if you don't know what I look like, I posted a picture of me at this concert up on Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. You can see it.
What's that in your hand in the pictures?
It's a Four Loko. Now, I had never had a Four Loko before. I had no idea how potent they were. I had two of them. I was so hammered. I've only been blackout drunk 2 times in my entire life. Once was in high school. This was the other time. And drinking underage is bad, by the way. And this time, I mean, two of those, I could barely walk. I think I had to be carried to the car afterwards. And I remember as the concert was ending and we were walking out, I passed the merch table and I was like, I gotta get a shirt. Because I love Lana Del Rey. Well, when I had waited so long, you know, it was the end of the concert. They were out of course, my size. They're always out of my size. So I bought a shirt anyway. They were so expensive. They were close to $50. And the shirt was like 12 sizes too big for me.
Like
so
a
I bought
4X.
It. I got it home. Yeah, it would fit you. And I've literally never worn it because it's so huge. It's like down to my ankles.
So you're just going to keep it though forever and ever and ever?
I have it, but I've used it for like painting or like some, you know, chores or whatever. Like I have it. I think there's like bleach stains on it now.
Oh, it's all messed up.
It's your
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, my Lana Del Rey.
And clean stuff up now.
Yeah, you can see the picture at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Producer MYK, what about you? I mean, I know you like to drink. I see you out all the time around town. Do you you ever make a drunk purchase?
I don't have enough money to do so, but I buy a lot of horrible food, like,
really?
You know, a ridiculous amount of...
You know what? I would do that then, like, if you're drunk and you get food. I, if that counts, then yes, I have kept many of businesses employed.
What do you mean horrible food? Like, what's considered horrible food? Like, you mean, like, junk food, fast food, or just, like, something you would never eat?
Wherever we end up, if we end up at a restaurant, I end up buying, like, you know, just a bunch of plates full of food.
And you don't even try to eat it.
It's a bunch of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get food and like, it's hard to believe, but even I'm like, I'll get like 10 or 12 bucks worth of food and I'm so drunk I don't even eat it all. And I wake up the next morning, I'm like, man, I really wish I would have ate that. That looks so good before. Now it's all nasty and cold and soggy. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You're kind of talking like mysterious. Are you doing something? What's up?
Oh, no, I'm driving to work, but I figured I would call in and tell you what the experience that I had when I was drunk.
Okay.
What did you do?
I drove down to Louisville for a weekend and partied with some friends, and they took me to a gay bar that had drag queens and all whatever, and I ended up taking out, I took like $5,000 with me because I was buying a car.
What?
And
oh,
I
no.
tipped a drag queen $3,500.
No!
Oh, my God!
Okay, now, yeah. I will be okay with this if it was the one that impersonates Taylor Swift. Was it her?
Jay Jolie.
I don't know the name, but...
Jay Jolie and I are friends, but no, I didn't tip her $3,500.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, as a Swiftie, I could approve of that, but oh, my gosh, did you get the money back?
No, I let her keep it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I'm going to start dressing in drag more often then. That sounds profitable.
Dude.
Wow. Okay.
I can't believe you didn't ask for it back.
No kidding.
That hurts
like, hey,
my butt.
Well, I could tell you a few other things. 317-239-1009. That's a great example. You're like, oh, crap, I was drunk and I did that. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, but we will talk to you next.